Enrique Granados and Canada have something in common. Both of them came into being in 1867, which makes this year their sesquicentennials or 150th anniversary. Granados was born on the 27th of July, 1867, and died in March of 1916 when the boat he was traveling on was torpedoed by a German U-boat. Another innocent casualty of an awful war. But even in his war-shortened life, he became one of Spain's leading composers and one of the leading examples of Spanish musical nationalism. Although he studied in Paris like so many composers of the day, Granados' music is imbued with the spirit of Spain, in the melodies, in the rhythms. And so, on the 150th anniversary of his birth, I thought we should celebrate his music. Here's a bit more of that opening marcha. Granados was born in Lérida, Spain, a city in Catalonia that dates back to the Bronze Age, makes it pretty old. He studied music in Spain and then in Paris, both as a pianist and a composer, and became one of the musical leaders of Spanish nationalism. Granados wrote a lot of piano music, which isn't surprising, he was a pianist, but he also wrote chamber music, operas, and a number of other orchestral works that should be performed more often. From his Liliana suite, here is Preludio y Salutación, arranged by Pablo Casals, who conducted the very first performance in 1921. That was orchestral music by Enrique Granados from a recent three-album series on Naxos dedicated to his music, featuring Pablo González conducting the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra. This orchestra from Granados' homeland is very good and very at home with this music, which makes all three of these volumes a bit of a find. A few days after the New York premiere of his opera Goyescas at the Metropolitan Opera, a less noted premiere happened at New York's Maxine Elliott Theater. The flamenco artist Antonia Merce presented the premiere of Danza de los Ojos Verdes, Dance of the Green Eyes, as part of her dance evening. Charming music that this podcast can only present without the dancer. Granados wrote Elisenda, his suite for piano and orchestra, in 1912 based on a poem of the same name. A critic at the time described the music as a wonderful bucolic poem that evokes the charms of nature, blossoming flowers on sunlit mornings, and the perfumes of the forest. Given that description, it seems only appropriate that we play the movement titled El Jardín de Elisenda, The Garden of Elisenda. Here it is, arranged for piano and chamber ensemble by pianist Douglas Riva. Granados was a fine pianist and wrote some outstanding music for piano as well, including Goyescas. He wrote two pieces titled Goyescas, Goyescas the opera and Goyescas the piano piece. Actually, the opera makes use of some of the themes from the piano piece, which was written first. From Goyescas for piano, here is Serenata Goyesca. The pianist is Douglas Riva, who is a huge proponent of Granados' piano music and has recorded at least 10 volumes of his solo piano music for Naxos. Granados wrote his most famous opera, Goyescas, in 1915 and was in New York when it received its premiere in January of 1916. The premiere was supposed to have been at the Paris Opera, but the First World War forced the premiere to be relocated to New York. Granados' boat was torpedoed as he was on his return trip from this premiere. Earlier, Granados had written another opera titled Maria del Carmen, and although it's mostly forgotten today, Granados considered it his best opera, so what do we know? It was first performed in 1898 in Madrid, with Granados himself conducting, but for the past almost century it's been mostly forgotten, until the conductor Max Brigado Darman brought it to the Wexford Opera Festival in Ireland in 2003. From that production, here is an aria with Diana Veronese as Maria del Carmen.
Oh,
You have been listening to music by Enrique Granados in celebration of his 150th anniversary. There are too many artists and various Naxos recordings to list here. I'll try to include them in the podcast website instead. This podcast is most of all a celebration of the composer, so happy sesquicentennial, Enrique. To go out, here is La Fiesta from Suite Sobre Cantos Gallegos. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.